1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Wow, man. We had no level there for a while. No level. But we have level now. Okay, so anyway, welcome to our pre-show. Can you hear that in the background? We have an air scrubbing machine going right now. And it's scrubbing mold that was in the air near our kitchen. Here at the studio. So it's supposed to be turned off today, Monday. What is this? Okay, we got, look at this, man. We got shot glass people. Cool. Yeah, get a, we're running out. We got about half a case left now of the shot glasses. we also, you know, you can buy shot glasses on our website. They're the 1 ounce regular shot glasses. In fact, I don't even have one of those. I'd love to have one of those. The 2 ounce shot glasses are great, but 2 ounces is two ounces, man. I may have a drink when I get done here tonight. I don't know. I got a little bit to do tomorrow, a couple of auditions to get out. But anyway, life, man, life, fucking life. Very active year so far. And last year was a big, you know, a big lesson. It was a big lesson. It was a learning lesson year. Am I putting that right? No. It was lessons learned last year. It was pay attention to the small shit, Phil. Tearing my rotator cuff, that was 6 months out of my fucking life, man. 6 months where I was in a sling, and then I was in therapy, and then I had surgery, and this and that. Then I roll the side of my car. I'm still not really certain how the fuck I did that, but it was dumb. I roll the side of my car against some metal pole in the middle of a parking lot and fuck up the whole passenger side of my car. $8,000 later, I think it was probably even more than that. And, you know, I have State Farm, and I don't think that highly of them. They're not all that fucking great. State Farm, bless your hearts, you're not. And you know it. You fucking know it. You're there to make a fucking buck. All you motherfuckers are. That's fine. As far as it goes, but the money that one pays in, as opposed to the service that one gets out, ain't even fucking close. Now, I don't know, maybe there's an insurance company out there that does the job. And I'm not saying I'm getting rid of State Farm. You know, it's a fucking hassle, but boy, oh boy, when you fucking need them, man. So anyway, my mistake, State Farm, we'll pay up to this point. I was basically $3,000 out of pocket on that motherfucker. Because State Farm just said, well, you know,
well, we're not going to, you know.
And in the meantime, my agent's giving me a fucking sales pitch like, you know, we're one of the best companies, this, that, and some other bullshit. Fuck off. Anyway. So, you know, and I don't mean to say fuck off. I mean, you know, whatever, man. It's the guy's job. But his job is to make money for his fucking company. It ain't to fucking help me or you. The sooner you get that, the sooner you'll be happy and healthy, wealthy, and wise. Trust me when I tell you. Learn what the game is, man, and you'll be much happier. Why are insurance companies in business? To make money. Well, gee, Phil, everybody is. Yes, yes. Everybody is in business to make money. Now, for instance, me. I'm in business to make money. I'm here to provide entertainment for you, okay? I am not here to take care of your family. I'm not here to take care of your car. I'm not here to take care of your ass, which is fine. I'm here to entertain your family. I deliver, or else you wouldn't be here. And it's no sweat off of your ass. If you leave, you don't have to immediately go find another podcast. It's not like, geez, I get rid of Phil Hendry because he isn't funny anymore. But who will I find? Where will I go? You don't have to do shit, right? You do, because you enjoy podcasts, I understand that, but there's no life-threatening situation here. Not true with insurance. Not true with doctors. You see what I'm saying? In other words, you get rid of a fucking loudmouth podcast guy like Phil Hendry, and you move on with your life. Big fucking deal. You cancel your subscription, whatever you want to do. Don't buy the products that I advertise. It doesn't cost you anything. It's not costing you a night's sleep. you're not worried about your children. Oh my God, what are my kids going to do if I don't have the Phil Hendry podcast? So the deal that you and I have together is very honest. It's right out in the fucking open. Make me laugh, Phil. Okay. Well, you didn't make me laugh, Phil. All right, I'm sorry. Bye. Goodbye. Boom. You know, everybody's better off, and it's, you know, that's the way it ought to be. Insurance? Fuck no. You're not providing the service.
Well, yes, we are.
Well, no, you're fucking not. I'm going to have to get rid of you. Okay, fine, go ahead. Now I got to find another fucking insurance company. A, because I care about my family, my home. B, because the state law requires it in some instances. California, you got to, not only do you have to have auto coverage. I remember when you didn't have to have auto coverage. That's how long ago I track back, folks, to the early, I think it was the early 70s, maybe 60s. You did not have to have auto insurance. They finally made it mandatory. But having said all that bullshit, you also have to have fire insurance in the state of California. In Florida, you have to have whatever the fuck they call it, hurricane flood insurance. Insurance companies don't like that when there's too many hurricanes and fires. They want to get the fuck out of the business. They want to get out of the state. Fuck that. What are we in business for? We're here to make money. I can take care of your fucking flooded out house. Okay? So the deal you have with the insurance companies and even with the doctors is not an honest deal. I'm here to make money. I love what I do. I love being a doctor. I love taking care of people, yes. But if you can't pay your bill, now probably some doctors are a lot more flexible than some insurance companies, but that is the deal. I mean, you have to have a doctor. You have to have an insurance company. You have to have a variety of things. I'm in the entertainment business because I love it, because it's the thing that life, it's the direction life pointed me in. And it has the extra added bonus of it's nothing you gotta have, man. You can make your own entertainment. You can play, you know, learn to play the ukulele. You can entertain yourself for hours on end. Get out and try stand-up yourself. You know, I don't do stand-up, but you know what I'm saying. I was talking to my good friend John DeCrosta, who's a stand-up comic. He said, you do stand-up? No, man, I don't. Well, you tell a story, and then you want to have laughs. And you tell a story, you want to have laughs. He said, but you're a storyteller. I said, yeah, but it's not the same thing, man. I tried to do stand-up and stand-up in a stand-up room, and it's you know, the vibe is different. The vibe in stand-up rooms can be very hostile. You know, the audience can be sitting there drumming their fingers on a tabletop. I don't know who the fuck this guy is. Make me laugh. Come on now, right now. I don't know that it's really a storytelling environment, but then again, I probably don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I like doing the improvisational characters. When you say, hey, it's going to be Phil, and it's going to be this night, and you can get tickets if you'd like, and then you know that everybody in the audience bought a ticket to see you, so they're there to see you, and it's not like you're taking time out of their lives, you know, oh, shit, not Phil Hendry, you know, because you said, it's me, oh, I want to go see Phil, you know. So, like I said, I'm just trying to have an honest arrangement with my audience, unlike our friends at the insurance companies. All right. That's all I got, man. Let's do it. Let's do it.